Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
The Boar Knight, Part 8, Cutthroat Ewe. The worlds, being many, have countless places as yet untouched by civilized hands, hooves, or claws. There is even a planet with a surface of over 70% water, inhabited by land-dwelling humans who, to the amusement of those deep in the watery depths, believe themselves to be the leaders of such a world. But for our small heroes, on their little planet, under their many stars, there seems to be little to be discovered, for their land is ancient and their histories many. But for the small, experiences are all uniquely their own, and in the case of the Boar Knight and his companions, they were experiencing something altogether new. They plummeted into the depths below the snoring cave, and as their shock became fear became expectation, and their expectation became laughter. They felt the cold rush of air before splashing into the chill waters waiting below, and yet the waters they sought lay still further than they believed or hoped.
Stone.
Is this it? Is this the undersea?
No, this can't be it. This is just an underground lake. We have them back home.
Yes, okay. The entrance must be nearby. Wait, why can I see you?
I think you're right. The algae glows. If you disturb the water, it releases light. It's quite beautiful. Someone carved that wall over there. Over there. See?
Sir Nathaniel, if our splashing about is making this light, and it's just a little bit of light, then what's making that big light?
Swim for those rocks.
Is it a whale? A shark? No, a serpent? Oh, I'm gonna get swallowed by a serpent.
What is it?
Pirates! Swim!
We can't outswim them. They have a boat.
Port side. Grab the hook.
Withrop, swim faster.
I can't.
Lower. Grab him.
No. Let go of me. Please let go.
Not gonna happen, Squirt. We got one. Grab the next. There you go.
Yeah. Bring me up next, you scoundrels. You've no knowledge of the trouble you're bringing aboard.
You heard it.
Help!
lanterns lit.
Hey!
They're pirate sheep.
There's so many of them. How are we going to get out of here?
Get out? We got ourselves a funny one. Oh, you think so, boy?
Paying attention, all you hooved and haired. Captain on deck.
Well, my sheep, what have we pulled aboard today?
Fished them out of the waters. Boar, gnome, and dwarf.
Interesting. Well, not the dwarf. Seems like every rock we turn over's got a dwarf under it.
And they're thinking of breaking free.
And what do you have to say to that then, Lincoln?
Well, maybe they just need a bit of educate.
Her, bring me my axe and we'll see what's stronger, crook or steel.
Ooh, do we really want to know?
Lest you get the crook.
The last dude who tried to escape took some gold and shut it off. We call him port next morning.
And what happened?
Yeah, let's just say Herdwix makes a mighty fine fiddle.
Herdwix makes a mighty fine fiddle.
Pull him back, stays.
We could find a whirlpool with rocks and teeth and
have them walk the plank.
Nah, first we get the intro, then we have them swim with the fishes.
Push it all, you nitwits. Captain Bellwether's got the right idea, I bet. So just listen up and see.
Grease some clips up. Lest ye get the crook!
And you think to just escape? You think that means anything out in them waves? Night or no, we're all quadrupeds in the water out here. Oh, right. Sip Dorper. Lost his back right in a great squid uprising summers ago. But them's the life of a pirate sheep.
You've no right to ask questions of the captain.
No, they should know. All should know. Never has a ship sailed as far as ours.
Hooray!
For we wet our wool in every salty sea. We've plundered every verdant field and trough.
Hooray!
And now we'll be the first to loot the undersea of its riches. So ya see, little boar, bard, and brute, that mystical sea is the only obstacle standing in the way of my true title. Master of the Seas. Now, None come down here lest they're looking for that sunken undersea. So tell me, where is it?
Yeah, we'd never tell you.
Where's the way?
Answer the captain, you little critters.
We're lucky, Boar. We're the strong ones. Our ship survived a journey to the Great Cavernous Lake. First, we hawked our wool in them chill waters of Atriel for great wealth. Then we sailed down to the desert shores with our gold, disassembled our great ship, dragged it piece by piece across the glittering sands, descended the ragged cliffs, and found our passage to this. What? Underground labyrinth?
From the tale, in deepest depths of the crawling crevasse which stretches through the droughted Dalvar Desert in the remote Republic of Rotalia.
Impossible. The Republic of Rotalia is much too far from here.
Much too far indeed. We've been rowing beneath this here stone sky for months. Our supply of grain and grass dwindles, and the rapids of the great roaring rivers damaged even our heavy hull. Our mast is downed, though we've got no great winds to blow down here in this dank dark. Stones and molds are only fitting for the likes of you dwarves.
You are not fit to live under such great stone.
So do we have a way out of this? These cages are really, locked.
You sully these caves, pirates.
Mind your manners with a captain.
Maybe a shearing is in order.
Such fine dwarven braids will make a great adornment for my wall. Grab her!
Omehasi Yotas, you will never cut my braids.
Hand me my shears.
You're right. They can free us. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir, Nathaniel.
Yes, hurry, let me out. Hurry, look for a way off the boat. I can't hold off the pirates forever.
Not too chatty when finally face to face with a dwarrier, are you?
Why would I have anything to say to a biped like you?
Could I take it as an honor to cross swords with a knight? Even if it'll mean your doom. We'll see, won't we?
Did you find anything? A rover would work. Leave the...
And where do you think you're going, little gnome?
Just away from the swords and the other pointy stuff.
Rats, help! Good job!
Keep him busy. Rope. More rope. So much rope. Tackle, winch. Here we go.
It worked! Oh, it worked, Sir Nathaniel! Andred, here, jump!
Okay. Just jump!
Andred, down here! Jump!
Grab that oar and start rowing. We can't hold off the whole ship. Sir Nathaniel! Jump, sir! But, sir!
You heard him! Grab the oar! We need to get over there! Those rocks! We can't follow in their ship if we get over there. It would be too shallow. Hurry!
What about Sir Nathaniel?
Four great swimmers. He'll catch up. Now row!
Can't they follow in another rowboat?
The rat said this was the only one.
The rats have told him he'll jump.
But he may need help.
There! See? Made it into the water. He'll meet us at the rocks. Keep rowing!
I am, so help me.
I'm trying!
Of course, sir.
We have to hurry. We run onto the rocks, they may come after us.
Captain!
Drop anchor! Reverse row! Now! Until we meet again, Sir Boar!
Oh, they stopped. We're free.
Those dastardly sheep. They don't deserve to live here under such beautiful vaulted stone.
They were terrible. glad that's over. It's so big down here. Finding the entrance may be difficult. You heard that, Captain. They've been down here for months. I'm not sure where to start.
I think I know, sir. Earlier, before we were fished up by those pirate sheep, I spotted a small carving in the stone wall. As a dwarf, I always notice carved stone. We use them very often as path markers or to give directions. Not something a bunch of sea pirates would know. Especially such unfriendly ones. Look, there. Can you see it?
Where?
There. Well, it doesn't matter. I think we're close. If we keep heading this way and find another carving, we're probably on the right path. Just trust me on this.
They wouldn't really follow us, right?
They'll stay in their lake waters. No matter how long they search, I doubt they'll find their way to the undersea. Yes, that's one! Great eye, sir. Here, get out. We'll have to walk from here. I think it's an upside-down anchor.
An old symbol for a port. This must be it. Wow. I've never seen such a thing.
Qué bonita. So intricately carved. And pristine metalwork as well. Wow, this door is certainly stronger than any fortress I've encountered.
It won't open.
We were foolish to think such craftsmanship would move under our meager strength.
Kind and wise words, mighty dwarf. For here, it is only through my judgment that you find entrance to the undersea wharf.
How?
There before them, in the glowing realm of rock and water, on a wall of stone and iron, grew a beautiful face, moving and rolling as no simple carved stone could, and forming a feminine face. Its gentle voice and subtle smile were without malice or fear, as it looked upon the trio with soft granite eyes. She was the stone guardian, and in those deep, darkened halls she stood watch over the port of the undersea, a protector of creatures she would never meet, of a land she could never explore. But, content in her work, the stone guardian studied the little boar, gnome, and dwarf with piqued interest. How long had it been since her last conversation? Long, too long. And longer still since she had let anyone pass into the salty sea waiting below, for so few had been worthy.
The Poor Knight, written by K.A. Stats, produced with additional sound design and accordion by Travis Fengroff, edited with sound design and mixing by Dane Leonardson, with music by Stephen Malin, Ryan McQuinn, and Travis Fengroff, starring Sam Yao, Paul Mea, David Devereaux, Juliana Gutierrez, Kareem Crompley, B. Appaday, Dallas Wheatley, and Dane Leonardson. This is a Fool and Scholar production. Thank you for listening.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.